Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning. This is Terry Wickstrom, and we've got a lot of ground to cover today. We're going to cover some ice fishing. We're going to cover a bunch of open water fishing. We're going to talk some hunting. In fact, we're going to talk about getting new hunters out into the field. And in a minute, we're going to be joined by Randy from Alpine Fishing Adventures but we seem to have lost him. He's off the line, so hopefully he'll call back right away. But we have a lot going on. Austin Parr is going to join us in the second hour. Nate Zielinski will update us on his ice fishing tournament out at Chatfield today. And we're going to talk about the Snow Goose Festival. We've just got a lot of ground to cover. And we want to talk about some social media things we're going to do. And also I want to talk about getting some trivia started off again, not today, but in the near future. But meanwhile, we have Randy back, and let's go to the phone. And Randy Ford from Alpine Fishing Adventures up at Lake Dillon is joining us. Good morning, Randy.
How's it going, Terry?
It's going well. It's going well, and it's nice down here today. It's a little cloudy, but it's warm. I don't know. I don't think the ice is going to hold up much longer. In fact, we're going to talk later throughout the show about mountain ice fishing, but about start talking more open water down here on the Front Range. But what's it like up in Dillon? What kind of conditions do you have there?
Oh, well, today it's partly cloudy. It's a little bit chilly. I'm actually out on the lake right now. We're doing some fishing out here, and we got out here at about 7:30, and it's been pretty cold, and it's just now starting to warm up a little bit. In fact, after this phone call, we're getting ready to pop the hut.
So what about ice conditions? What do you have on Dillon?
Oh, we've got 2 foot of solid ice. It's only going to keep getting thicker. Right now, the surface isn't too bad. There's probably, 6-8 inches of powder. However, on this trip, we covered a little ground, and we encountered some of the first slush I've come across on Dillon yet this year. So here, and I know at the other lakes in Middle Park, it's about that time of year where the slush is going to start turning up, and snowmobilers and everything are going to want to start being aware of that for sure.
But on Dillon, you can't even run a snowmobile, right?
No, you can't. We do it all on foot, and toboggans and access, mostly from the Dillon Marina, but there's a handful of other access areas. The Frisco Marina, of course, one's a real popular one, the Snake River Inlet over there, and then different parts, little parking accesses on the lake that you can get out on foot.
Well, you talked about that Snake River Inlet. There used to be, I think when people would talk about ice fishing at Dillon, pretty much all you'd hear about was the early ice on that Snake River Inlet. They'd catch those kokanee going through there. And they're not big kokanee, but they were plentiful. And it was one of the first places you could get out and ice fish in the state. But you didn't hear much during the rest of the year. But you and I have been talking to each other now for about 2-3 years about the changes that have gone on in Dillon Reservoir. And they added a new fish called a char. And they've been doing some different types of stocking. And Dillon is really kind of blossoming into a great ice fishing destination, isn't it?
Yeah, we like you mentioned, we've got the Arctic char, so that makes it interesting for a lot of anglers because you have the opportunity to come up and knock another species off your list. They're not very common in anywhere else in the state, really. There's a few little waters, some private waters, couple areas you could probably catch one, but to get a legit chance of catching a char, that's always there and cool for anglers. The another thing we have going is the CPW, we've been able to kind of work with them and get them to start stocking rainbow trout right before the ice comes on. And, Lake Dillon has abundance of these micey shrimp. So in the wintertime, when the when the ice cover comes on, the light conditions kind of get a little bit darker down there. Your mycy shrimp will come into the shallower waters, and at that point, they're accessible, to these trout. So what will happen is we get these trout right before the ice comes on, and they're able to forage on those mycy shrimp all winter long. So that makes for some really fun to catch, healthy, strong fighting fish that are moving around. You know, those mycy, they move around in little schools and clouds, and so that therefore you get kind of schools coming through, moving around, eating those. And so it can be really fun. You know, on these trips, we've got that opportunity to hit the rainbow trout, get some numbers, and like I said, they're nice and fat, and they're good eating. Of course, we've got the kokanee salmon that we do catch those a lot, aside from the snake inlet. During the winter, you get massive schools of these kokanee salmon that come through, and so there's always the opportunity to catch those. Now, they're really small. You're talking about a lot of 2 and 3 year olds. They're going to move through. And these fish, even when they're 4 year olds, these kokanee, you're lucky to get one over 13 inches. So, you know, your 2 and 3 year olds are 8, 10 inches. So you got to kind of weed through those. But that can be fun too out here, fishing for the silver salmon over deep water in the middle of the winter. And then there's always your chance. What we're kind of doing today, we're fishing off of kind of a point here on some structure. And there's some really nice, healthy cut bows and rainbows in here. But what we're kind of also hoping for on this particular spot is, you know, here at Dillon, you never know. You could latch into a big old brown. You know, there's some really nice brown trout in here. They're not very easy to catch or common, but let's just add some fun to it when, you know, you come out and get some numbers and you got a chance of getting a whopper, you know.
Well, you know, if people are coming out, let's take them through. If I'm not an advanced ice fisherman and I don't know Dillon very well, if I just want to catch some fish, can I target more than one species in a location, or should I say target the rainbows and then maybe move to target the char? How would you approach it if you were a new angler to Dillon?
That's a great question, Terry, because what I like to do is I'll get out on Dillon. If you can get out and you get over some deeper water and find yourself about 60 feet of water, you're going to have all different species out there. What you want to look for is if you want to just get the bite and the more aggressive, easier to catch fish, you can watch for those rainbow trout coming in suspended right under the ice, 5 to 20 feet. If you want to start testing your skills a little bit, you can get down there deep, closer to the bottom, and that's where you're going to have your char moving through. Now, that does take the use of a sonar. So if you're someone coming out and you're a beginner and you don't have a sonar and you're not dialed in on all that, you want to stick to the shorelines and probably stick to a little bit shallower water, because that gives you the ability to really have your baits in front of the fish as they come through. If you're over deep water and you don't have a sonar, you just kind of you don't know what you're dealing with, and when to move your baits around and match them up with the fish, so to speak, depending on the level they're coming through. My suggestion is for beginners, you want to start off a little shallower until you start using your sonar and learning how to read it, and that's when you can open up a whole new world
now
in ice fishing for sure.
If you come out, I know you don't get a lot of holdover rainbows. You get some occasional big browns, but kind of what's the average size of a rainbow if you're out there fishing right now, and what about the char?
On the rainbows today at this spot, you know, we've got about 8 of them here on the ice, and they're all between 12 and 14 inches. So there are some nice rainbows, nice and fat. You know, a lot of them you're going to catch, though, when they stock them. They do give us a lot of small ones, 8 to 12 inches. So, you know, your typical size average rainbows, they don't grow fast anywhere like, you know, in the Middle Park lakes. If you get a multiple-year holdover, you know, 15, 16, 17 inches is what you're going to find on a rainbow. Now, as far as the char go, every year we see it seems like a kind of a slight increase in our average size. They're also naturally just a slow-growing fish, even though they've got a great forage base in the mycy shrimp. They still grow pretty slow. But, I mean, now the average char we're picking up, I'm going to say, is probably around there 14 inches. We get a good amount of them that are in the 17 to 18-inch range. and then, you know, a few of them coming through that are breaking 20 inches.
Now, those char are really unique, like you said. That's a chance to catch a fish you normally wouldn't. A couple things I want to cover real quick, a couple presentation tips, and I want to tell people about the kind of trips you offer. So if I'm coming out, either the rainbows or the char, let's concentrate on those. What kind of presentations should I have with me?
Well, on the char, you want to the char are going to be sour in the bottoms. The mice and shrimp are usually right in there on that first 10 feet from the bottom. So those char are running the bottom. So, you know, and it does vary day by day. So when you're going to fish for those char, you got to go deep for them. And there's two ways to hit them. They will hit metal. They're like a lake trout, any kind of salmonid. You know, a lot of times you can jig a Castmaster or a spoon or something of that right off the bottom and pick char up that way. Another way to do it is to take and suspend your bait, about 10 feet. I'm usually right in there around, 7 to 15 feet off the bottom. Suspend that bait on a dead stick. That means just on a stand or dead still. And then you're going to watch your sonar because those fish are going to be cruising around the bottom. They're going to catch your jig. I usually use some sort of a small tube jig. You can tip it with a variety of stuff. And you want to suspend that jig about 10 to 15-ish off the bottom and watch your sonar and wait for that fish to watch and see it move up off the bottom and dart up for your bait. Some days you're going to leave it on the dead stick. They're going to smack it. Other days they swim up to it. They may not be so apt to smack it. And then that's when you can start messing around with what I call the takeaway, which is a huge technique, especially if you're fishing lake trout and stuff like that. You got that suspended jig, that fish swims up for it, and before that fish is about 5 feet away from it, you can start reeling that jig away from them. And you'll get fish, sometimes you'll hook them, you'll have them chase you up from 60 feet down, and you'll end up hooking them 10 foot below the ice doing that kind of technique. So it works really well with the char. They're very similar to fishing for lake trout, you know, once you start getting into the little bit larger char. And so that's a great technique. And, you know, like I said, it varies on the day. Sometimes they you know, you just leave it on that dead stick and they come up and waylay it. Other days you got to mess with your presentation. Sometimes hitting them on the drop is huge. Some days you might find that you want to get that jig up a little bit higher in the column. And if a fish comes through below it, you drop that jig down and you'll watch that fish chase that jig down. And all of a sudden your line pauses and, you know, you click that bail and set. So you just want to kind of try and figure out what it happens to be at the particular day you're out there fishing that, you know, that they want. But the biggest thing is you know, you can come out here at Dillon and any of these other lakes and fishing for lake trout and stuff. Just watch for those suspended fish and really take advantage of the suspended fish and really, really pay attention because you'd be surprised what comes through and what'll move through, you know, 5-10 feet under the ice.
You know, so. Randy, we're about out of time, and people, I know in the summer you guide a lot for families and anglers of all levels, and you take them out in pontoon boats, but we've probably got ice till about April out there. What type of trips do you offer, and what type of anglers do you try to specialize in?
Well, you know, mostly for us up here in the high country, being surrounded with the ski resorts and all that stuff, we like to cater to the families. So we've kind of split our trips up into Green Circle, Blue Square, Black Diamond. I did that kind of off of the ski slope deal. Green Circle trips means we could take anybody out. The pontoon boats, we put wheelchairs, whatever it may be, any mobility levels. We do three-hour trips. We take little kids. Kids tend to fish free. Our Blue Square trips, they're probably most common. We run those for 4 hours, get you out on the water a little bit longer. And then our Black Diamond trips, that's if you want to come out and you say, hey, I'd like to try for one of the big Dillon brown trout, or, man, I really want to get into some Arctic char. We run those trips. They usually run about 6 hours. And that's more for your advanced anglers.
And on the ice, do you do pretty much the same thing?
Yes, we do. Yep.
And so how do people get a hold of you if they want to make, you know, what a great way, the best way to learn a lake like Dillon, because it's going to fish uniquely, is come up and spend a day with a guide like you. How do they get a hold of you, Randy?
Well, the best way is just to go to the website at fishdillon.com. So it's pretty simple, you know, Dillon and fish, fishdillon.com. And then you can call us up and book a trip. There's lots of information there on the website. We put up a lot of pictures and stuff. If you just want to see kind of what we're catching, we put up a lot of pictures on our Facebook page and do some trip reports and stuff like that. And then you could always call me at 970-485-9560.
We got to run, Randy, but it sounds like a great opportunity. In fact, I need to get up and fish it with you.
Oh, for sure.
All right, Randy, thank you so much, and thanks for sharing all that information.
Yeah, no problem, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. What a great opportunity to go up to Dillon Reservoir and take advantage of Arctic char and something you normally catch. I've caught those up in the Arctic, but never here. I tell you, we're going to take a quick time out. We come back, we're going to change things up. We're going to talk about hunter recruitment, hunter information, how to get people into hunting, and how to provide information for the people that already are on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.